This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell, and I'm joined by Scott Fangold of, well, not the scene anymore, but Illinois Times anyway.
Yep, that's me.
Hey, and so you're here to talk about a recent story that you were working on. Tell us what's up over at the Springfield Art Association. You were there for a potluck. Explain what that was all about.
Well, yeah, in the current Illinois Times, that's still current until the end of Wednesday, there's a story in there about what's going on at the Art Association. They had a little potluck get-together meet and greet for their newly christened residency program, where they have two artists who are actually living in the two flat that was adjacent and now has been absorbed into the Art Association campus. So what they're doing is they're offering a residency to artists from anywhere who, if they're interested and they fit the bill, can come to Springfield for a limited time, live there in that space, and utilize the resources of the Art Association, and also have an exhibit at the end of it. So creating work that is like related to the community. And it's being co-sponsored by the Enos Park Neighborhood Improvement Association. I think that's what it's called. I work with people who are involved, so they will certainly correct me.
Mm-hmm. And so we have a bit of what you heard from both. The first we're going to hear from is Astrid Kammerling. Tell us a little bit about her background first.
Astrid is from Germany originally, but she's been educated all over, and she has degrees from universities in the States and currently operates out of San Francisco. Her work is largely related to communities, and she actually specializes in a genre, I suppose, called walking art that involves actually walking around. So here's a little bit of what Astrid had to say.
And a heads up, this audio is fresh from the scene, so you're going to hear some background noise, including when it starts to rain. But we'll follow up and explain this a little better for anyone who can't follow.
I call it the Enos Park Community Walking Laboratory, and I'm hosting walks daily from 9 to 10 and from 6 to 7 p.m. for local Enos Park residents, but also Springfield residents, to meet me for a one-hour walk. And they're basically guiding me through the neighborhood. And while we walk through the neighborhood, they can tell me about past information about Springfield.
All right, Scott, so as we were hearing, Astrid was talking about her walks around the Enos Park neighborhood. Explain for those who don't know a little bit more about what Enos Park is exactly.
Well, Enos Park is the neighborhood that actually houses the Art Association over there on 4th Street, Edwards Place, and all of that. And it kind of borders the medical district, sort of over to where Memorial is, and goes a little bit out kind of towards North Grand. And it's a neighborhood that's kind of in transition. I think it's been in transition for a long time. Some of it has been rehabilitated and refurbished, and it's really nice. And some of it's still a little bit in disrepair. And so it's just kind of a mixed neighborhood, and there's an attempt to kind of redefine it as an arts district. And I believe that's part of the reason for why the Neighborhood Improvement Association is working with the Art Association to make that the identity of the neighborhood. To do my due diligence in my reporting, I went and walked with Astrid for an hour. She told me that she's walked so often there already that neighborhood people just know her already. She's only been here for a couple weeks, but she's sort of a fixture of the neighborhood. So what she's doing is recording the discussion, the conversation that happens, and then she uses that to make sound art, edited clips from the recordings that she makes with her iPhone. And then she also has the participants draw a map of the route that they took.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm talking with Scott Fangold about his recent reporting on the Springfield Art Association and the residency program. He spoke with the current two residents, and we were hearing about Astrid Kammerling and her project. And so Astrid has an exhibit coming up this week on Wednesday. Is that right, Scott?
Yes, she will be. There'll be an opening of her exhibit on Wednesday at the UIS Visual Arts Gallery on the campus of the university. And there will be her sound art and the maps that were drawn, and as well as I think she's going to do some explanatory speaking to put it all together.
And so you also talked with James Pepper Kelly of Chicago. He actually met with both of us separately, as well as a lot of Springfield natives and residents, to hear about how history resonates here, Land of Lincoln and all, of course. So we're going to go ahead now, and we'll hear some of the conversation you had with him at that potluck, kind of getting to know you.
I mean, Lincoln is everywhere, but there's all this battle about Lincoln as a real life person, a kind of lived body, versus this fictional person who becomes 2D, like cartoon Lincoln versus lived Lincoln.
Right.
So I'm interested in how he made up versions of speculative reality. He was writing all these fake news articles all the time in order to advance his agenda. He bought a newspaper and kept it secret from everyone in order to push his agenda.
Right.
So he was doing this speculative reality on this concrete level. And then, since I've been here, through Sam Wheeler and through you, learned about Vajra Lindsay, who I've been doing a deep dive into.
Right.
And he's also doing these speculative realities, but his are some kind of utopian, redemptive version of the future.
Right.
So Kelly will have his interviews culminate into some sort of fake news newspaper. Is that right, Scott?
Yes. That was the impression that I received. I guess his work in general has been somewhere between, performative and mass-produced art. And he is going to be making copies of this newspaper, which is going to have stories that he's fabricating about Springfield based on the many, many interviews and casual discussions that he's had hanging out in coffee shops and bars and other areas in Springfield since he's been here. So he's kind of just getting an impression of how Springfield sees itself and kind of going to transmute that into a newspaper form.
Great. So Kelly is from Chicago. He's been living in Springfield as part of the residency program at the Springfield Art Association, which is off to a great start, it seems. Scott, you also wrote about, for the Illinois Times, an exhibit that the Springfield Art Association currently has on display. It's called Living with Modernism. I got a chance to see it and was really impressed. It looks like a museum exhibit more so than anything else I've ever seen at the Springfield Art Association. Tell us more about your impression and the person who curated it.
Well, Anthony Rubano put it together, and he's done a couple of different talks about it, none of which I was able to attend. But what I did get was an opportunity to go through kind of at my leisure with the catalog and look at all the different pieces. And, of course, it got a bit overwhelming because there's just so much there. There's close to 300 items from 7 decades of basically decor, furniture, silverware, even things like that from the modern era, from basically the 20s through the 80s, I think. You know, there were a lot of really interesting things. Some stuff was there was a piece that really stuck out that I talked about in the article. That's the stalagmite coffee table, which was actually just like a glass regular coffee table, except the legs were like stalagmites from that you'd see in a cave, which seems like, gallery ready art piece. And then there were other things that were not lava lamps, but things that were more along that line of kitsch or space age things. And then some stuff that just looked like it might be in your parents' drawer when you went looking for scissors or something. And so there was quite a lot of stimulus going on there with a wide variety of ways to respond, because some of it felt very nostalgic, some of it felt very surreal, and some of it was just strange to see something that you would think of as being sort of a prosaic item just displayed as an art piece or a museum piece. But it kind of felt like walking through a time warp of a lot of different things items were all intended for practical use, but seeing them in this other context of display kind of throws them into a different light. So very interesting piece. It would be worth checking out some of what Mr. Urbano talked about in his curation, but those are my impressions of it.
Yeah, what I got was the kind of retro take on the future mod things, Art Deco. Very cool. Again, you can see that at the Springfield Art Association. It's on display up until Saturday, July 1st, in the M.G. Nelson Family Gallery. Scott Fangold of the Illinois Times has been talking about that, as well as the artist residency program there. To read Scott's story and get more information on the developments at the Springfield Art Association that we've been talking about, go to illinoisedition.org. We will link you. And so, Scott, any tips on what news people can look out for coming from you next in the Illinois Times?
Well, I'm going to be doing a piece in the coming week about the Downtown Alley Art Takeover, which Downtown Springfield Incorporated is doing. I guess they're taking the alley between the Rice Building and the Old Town Mall between 4th and 5th Street, and they've got two young artists who are going to do murals on either side of the alley, so they're basically beautifying that area and making it much more interesting. You know, it's very much a beautification project. I guess it's something that's been done in other cities, you know, so why not Springfield? So I'm in the process of interviewing them about that, and yeah, that's my art beat.
The Illinois Times comes out each Thursday online at illinoistimes.com and in print. Find it at local businesses and spots around town. Been talking with writer for the Illinois Times, Scott Fangold. Thanks for coming in, Scott.
Yep, thanks for having me.